We continue learning Hilchos Nida and Ketzah Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Nun Hei Din Prisha Samach Levesa Chilukim Shemei Vesa Kavul Eina Kavul. Tanar Abonin, Sif Aleph, Tanar Abonin, the Brisa teaches us, the Pasuk says, V'zartim es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam, Am Rav Yoshi mikan azarl b'nei Yisrael. This teaches us, Sheyifreshu b'nei Yisrael Samach Levestan. When a wife is expecting her period, they should already separate themselves. V'kama Am Rava Oina. They have to separate themselves for the period of called an Oina. V'Oina hi Oyoim Alayla. Oina is a 12-hour period. Shemen Zvah Mesto B'Yoim. If she's expecting it by day, Api she regila liras b'sayfa yom, even if she normally only sees at the end of the day, v'kamakum nesu matchilas yom, from the beginning of the day, they have to separate. V'kain emriyal regila liras b'boik v'lay rasa, even if she normally sees in the morning, and she did not, v'kamakum adayin asura kol yom ad alayla, they still have to remain treating this like a vest until the evening. V'kain emvesta b'layla, if it's by night, she normally doesn't see at the beginning of the night, or she normally sees at the end of the night, she's not allowed to have relations all night. According to many Paiskim, not only is she not allowed to have relations, other types of relations are also. And then those, which this is known as the Oinus or Zerua, not just the Oina, where she's expected to see, do they have to separate, but rather Zu Oinus Shlefnei Oinus Shaveset Ba, the 12 hours before, the Oina Investa Balayla, if she's expected to see by night, Asur Kol Yom Shlefonov, then they have to be separated the entire day before. And if it's normally by day, then the night before, not only that 12-hour period, but the prior 12-hour period. But if he is traveling, and we learned that before husband travels, or when he comes home, they should be have relations. Of the night, which is the night of the Vesed Azarua, that's the night when she goes to the mikveh, lo yachmer. Because since not everybody agrees with this chumrah of the Azarua, under these circumstances, we don't have to follow the opinion of the Azarua. Sif gimel isha shein leves kavua. If a woman doesn't have a ves kavua, as tamid yom shloshim shlachi yom riyasa, then the 30th day, who lo kamei vaskavua. That day, we assign day number 30, and treat it like a vesakavua. For the kras, and that day is called the oina beninus. Kigoy, shirasa b'yom sheni pashas noyach, as yom revi'i pashas told us, if she saw a Monday a pashas noyach, and then Wednesday a pashas told us, which is 30 days later, who lo kamei vaskavua. It's treated like a vesed kavua. Mavadzois, oitzrich alicha shluchal rishatira. She also, of course, has to be concerned. Im laflagus lemei chadish kishivar mitzashem. It's not that she only is concerned for oina beninus, but the oina beninus is one of the halachas that she has to follow. Because matchi tzrich alicha shematira, whenever there's a day or time that there's a concern that she's going to get a period, Sar Chabal Lifresh Mimena, the husband not only cannot have relations with her during that time, but as we just learned a moment before, Da'ina Smucha, the 12 hours before also. The Kitz Shulchan Aruch says that Oina Beninus is 30 days. However, there are opinions that hold that it's day 31 as well, and therefore many Paiskim of the opinion that you keep day 30 and day 31 as well. The halacha, therefore, is, given the Oina Beninus and the halacha of Dara Zeruah, you keep the whole 24-hour period for the 24-hour period by the Oina Beninus. Sif Dalek, Kol Yisha Shirash Adam, a woman that has a period, she needs to be concerned. The next time she's going to have the same experience. Certainly, if she's a woman that doesn't have vesek kavua, that she's going to see again at this time with tikva vest. Even a woman that has a vesek kavua, if it happened that she does that, she didn't get her period when expected. Saw at a different time. Even though the vesek kavua has not been removed, this new experience has to be considered. Kishema tishna vesta lachzman. Maybe her vesta has changed. Avol im loishin shvesta. If that hasn't happened, el shilo gam riacher shloy vesta. She saw by her vest, and she saw another time. As enetzrichel rochesh l'ria zois, then she doesn't have to be concerned about this unusual ria. Kiven de yesh l'vesa kavua, she's a woman that has a vesa kavua. Enetzrichel rochesh l'vesa chena kavua, so she doesn't need to be concerned for vesa ena kavua. And now we learn examples. V'nintkait dugma b'ish shen l'vesa. Let's give an example regarding a woman that doesn't have a vest. Rasa b'yom shenish rish chodesh ir. If she saw on the second day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which is Aleph Iyar, Ubiyam Chamisha Esrim Ba, Tzri Chalachish Rosh Chodesh 7, she has to keep Rosh Chodesh 7, Kiyesh Lo Lachish, because she needs to be concerned, Shema Tikva Vesel Rosh Chodesh, that maybe it has, Rosh Chodesh is the day of Aveset, V'gam Yoyim Shenish HaSivin Tzri Chalachish, Shem Eina Boninus, then 30 days, which is the second day of Sivan, she has to be concerned. Barash Chodesh Sivan, the Gambi Yom Sheni Shal Sivan V'lei Rasa. So if now Rosh Chodesh Sivan and the second day of Sivan, which we said she has to be concerned about, came and went without us seeing, but now she has to be concerned. Tzricha Gam Loch Hashem Tikla Aflogus. There's also, she has to be concerned about a Vesera Afloga. Mekimen Shefliga Ben Riel Ariya Shloish Asfer Yom. Since there was a 23-day interval the last time between Harias, Bavad Yom Rishon of Yom Rishniya. We don't count the first and the day of the first time and the day of the second time. So now, she has to be concerned about that flogger. Now, in Chodesh Yir, there'll be 4 days where she has to keep a vest. Tosef Tisha Esayim, Bechodesh Shivin, Bechodesh Liyim Esrim Bab. Ba Yom Esrim was Siv of Alay Rasa, so now the 20th day of Sivin came, Chashesh Liyim Chamisha Esrim Bab, Shem Matikvi Yom Chamisha Esrim Bechodesh, because last month she saw on the 25th day of the month. Gambi Yom Shish Vesh Chodesh, Shem Beinanis, because we said that we keep day 30 as our own Beinanis. Avarish Chodesh Tamas, but now, because Kiriyas Kva Rosh Chodesh Ir, the fact that she saw Rosh Chodesh Sivan is not a consideration anymore. Kva Nekra, the fact that she saw Rosh Chodesh Ir is not a consideration. Because once Kiriyas Rosh Chodesh Kva Nekra, since she didn't see Rosh Chodesh Ir, and she's not a woman with a vessel Kavua, Aidei Mashle Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the kolsh loikava b'shalosh pamim, as long as she doesn't have a vesed kavua, neka b'pamachas k'el kamon, so you only have to worry for vesed shen kavua once. However, v'dugma le'ishish yesh levest, what's an example of a woman that has a vest? Hoish levesed kavua l'res b'afloga yoyim chamisha v'esrim. A woman has a vesed afloga she sees every 25 days. V'shintza pamachas v'leros ad yoyim eshmon v'esrim. And one time it got delayed to day 28. To 28-day interval. So, of course, from the last time she saw, she has to keep 25 days. That's her Vesta Kavur. Now, when that comes, she still didn't see. She has to keep day 28 because of the last time. But now, this time, she saw again to day 28-day interval. עדיין היא אסור גם ביום חמיש ועשרים, מריה זה משום וסטו, she still has to keep 25 days because she still has a vested kavua, and then day 28. לא רעשה גם עד ביום חמיש ועשרים, אל ביום השמונה עשרים, but now again she experiences a 28-day interval, not a 25-day interval. Nick for yom hashmona esrim v'leosta. So now her 28 days became her vest. For yom chamish v'esrim neker, and her vested kavua of a 25-day interval is finished. The akrasa shlemish pamim, because this happened three times v'hotav. Imlo hishva harias achreinus. But now what happened was she did not establish a firm day. Kigon Shiras L'Shmona Esrim, L'Tishav Esrim, L'Achav Shloshim. She saw different times, 28, 29, 31. What happens now is that Okra Vesta Rishona, her originally vested that she keeps always 25, falls away. Vein Leveset Chadosha, but she didn't establish a new vested. And therefore, V'tzricha Tomad Lokash Maria Achroina, she always has to wait from the last riyah, will afloga how much time there was in between her last two riyahs. Will yom hachodesh, she has to keep that day of the month next month, and she has to keep the oina beinanis, day 30 and day 31, ad shetikva vesed chadasha, until if and when she establishes a new vesed kavua.